USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We are advancing with unbridled optimism and lifting our citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed very, very high.
President Trump saying the state of the American Union is stronger than ever. In his annual State of the Union address, the president never uttered the word impeachment, but he did look back at his accomplishments since taking office. And going forward,
our agenda is relentlessly pro-worker, pro-family, pro-growth, and most of all, pro-American.
Before beginning his speech, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi extended her hand for a handshake. The president didn't take it. After his speech, Pelosi was seen tearing her copy of the text in half. This is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
The Republican-led U.S. Senate is expected today to acquit President Trump of the 2 articles of impeachment which had been brought against him by the Democratic-led U.S. House. Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer says Republicans have been trying to hide what President Trump did.
The idea that that means you shouldn't have witnesses and documents when we're doing something as august, as important, as an impeachment trial, fails the laugh test.
Still no full results from the Iowa caucuses 2 nights ago, but based on 71% of the precincts reporting by early this morning, former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is holding a narrow lead. The 38-year-old leads with 26.8% of the state delegate equivalents. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders second, followed by Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren and former Vice President Joe Biden. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Trump had some special guests join him during the State of the Union speech. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has information about one of them.
Retired Navy SEAL David Goggins, the only member of the U.S. Armed Forces to complete SEAL training, Army Ranger School, and Air Force Controller training, is the definition of a great American comeback. That's at least according to Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn. She joins Fox News and talks about why it was important to have Goggins as her guest at the State of the Union.
I would see this guy running the Brentwood block, and I said to my husband, I see him running all the time. And then I learned his story. So when we were talking about a guest for the State of the Union, I told my husband, I said, David Goggins is the perfect comeback story as we talk about our nation's comeback story. What an amazing life, an amazing man, amazing story.
The number of homeless children and youth enrolled in public schools has reached 1.5 million, which is a record high, according to a national nonprofit. The National Center for Homeless Education, which is funded by the Department of Education, found it was up 15% from 2 years ago. Under education law, children and youth are categorized as homeless if they're residing in shelters, cars, motels, or with other people temporarily due to the lack of alternatives. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.